L'info du jour avec aujourd'hui Sir Jim Radcliffe, propriétaire de la société Ineos, fidèle client de Courchevel, propriétaire des équipes de sport du même nom et bien sûr généreux donateur du club des sports de Courchevel qui bénéficie aujourd'hui du magnifique Ineos Clubhouse. Vendredi dernier, Jim Radcliffe inaugurait le tout nouveau Grenadier Bar du nom de ce bar londonien à l'origine du nom du 4x4 Ineos. Jim Radcliffe a accepté de répondre à nos questions et ce, 2 jours avant qu'il n'annonce le rachat de 25% des parts du Manchester United. L'inauguration du Grenadier Bar marquait la fin des travaux de l'Ineos Clubhouse. Il nous disait sa satisfaction du travail accompli.
Jim Radcliffe, this evening we're inaugurating the Grenadier Bar. This marks the end of all the work of the clubhouse. Are you satisfied with it?
Oh, I think it's been a great accomplishment, I think. The building, I think, looks wonderful. It was completed on time and on budget, which is very unusual for building projects. And I think Bruno and the team have done a wonderful job of it. I think it's great for the kids here that, it's a great sports club and it's been very, very successful in producing world champions. And I think, it's nice for the kids to have such a nice facility to train and learn to ski in.
Well, your desire to help the Courchevel Sports Club goes back a long way. In fact, you have always followed it, right?
Yeah, for many, many years. My son was involved in it many years ago, 20 years ago, and then my daughter probably 10, 15 years ago. They both sort of skied with the Club de Sport in Courchevel and enjoyed it and did quite well, yep.
Well, so that our listeners understand, are you a sports fanatic yourself?
Well, I'm a sports amateur, but I'm quite happy to have a go at most sports. And there's sort of my two favourite sports in life. Number one, always was football, which was something I played every day when I was much, much younger. But eventually, you struggle to play football when you get into your 30s, really, or late 30s. And that's when sort of skiing took over. So the two great sports in my life have been football and skiing.
I understood that in your company, Ineos, you instill this philosophy of sport, right?
Yeah, I think we recognise that people who are healthy and sporty, they feel better in themselves and they work better and as a consequence of that, I suppose Ineos is more successful. But there is a unique thing about Ineos, which is our collection of sports teams. Red Bull has something similar. Ineos has quite a collection now of investments in sport. Cycling in Formula One, we own a third of the Mercedes Formula One team. The America's Cup team, Eliud Kipchoge, and obviously football. Nice is doing quite well at the moment. I'm really pleased for Nice, who are, they've been first and second in League One in France and playing some lovely, lovely football. And it's a really, really happy club in France.
Well, you're right. Today with this Courchevel Sports Club, you have managed to set up teams in many sports, as you just said. Are you going to expand this range further?
Well, I suppose the question I get asked the most is whether we'll ever complete the transaction to buy a stake in Manchester United, but I can't answer the question because, that's not happened. I mean, it may well happen, but it's certainly not happened yet. But I think if that were to happen, that would complete collection. That would be quite enough challenges in Ineos for the time being in sport.
Ineos Clubhouse has become, at the same time, a sports center, a seminar venue, a meeting place, thanks to the ski club. It's all that makes big clubs successful.
Well, I think for the Courchevel Club de Sport, it costs quite a lot to run that club really well with all the coaches and the travelling and entering the various sports events. So to be self-sustaining, they need to generate income from this building. And I think Bruno and his team have done that really, really well. They're using the facilities to generate income, which they then use to support the kids competing and the development of these world champions. So it's sort of a self-sustaining project, which I think gives it, a long life.
You have always wanted the club to succeed in financing itself in whole or in part. Is that essential to be at the forefront?
Well, I think it's more consistent. So if you can generate your own income from which you run the club, you're in control of your destiny. If you're reliant on people making contributions, then, you know, one day you may get the contributions and one day you may not, in which case you're not in control of your own destiny. So it's much healthier if you have a sustainable model, which I think, you know, here at the Club de Sport is something they're working on.
Jim Radcliffe, Courchevel has always been your winter vacation spot, and it still is.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, I've skied in all the ski resorts in Europe, and I mean, Courchevel and the Trois Vallées is, I mean, without question for me, it's the best ski resort in Europe, probably the best ski resort in, I mean, even the American resorts. I think we used to do quite a lot of heli skiing in Canada, but that's a different thing. But in terms of ski resorts, the Trois Vallées, and I think it's more than just Courchevel, actually. It is the three valleys. It's, you know, it's the Méribel Monterey Valley and Valteron as well. But I think that great extent of peace just makes for wonderful, endlessly entertaining skiing, and there's no better place in the world than here for that.
Thank you very much for answering our questions.
Thank you very much. Yeah,